Hey there, budgeteers. Are you ready to unlock the power of each payday and take control of your finances like a boss? Introducing the Payday Power Planner from New Money Habits. This isn't your average budgeting tool. Oh no. With the Payday Power Planner, you'll harness the unique rhythm of your paychecks to supercharge your financial game. Say goodbye to the confusion of monthly budgets and hello to the clarity of every payday. You'll know exactly when money is coming in and when it's going out, giving you the edge you need to stay on top of your finances. But that's not all. With the Payday Power Planner, you'll easily spot whether you're rocking a surplus or facing a deficit. Armed with this knowledge, you'll make informed decisions that set you up for financial success. It's time to transform your relationship with money and create the new money habits you need to achieve financial freedom. Get your hands on the Payday Power Planner from New Money Habits today and start making every dollar count. Don't let financial stress hold you back. Create a better plan for your money and seize the power of your pay period and thrive with the Payday Power Planner. Visit newmoneyhabits.com now to grab your free copy and unleash your financial potential. On this episode of the New Money Habits podcast, we're going to challenge the way you think about money. What's up, budgeteers, and welcome to the New Money Habits podcast. I'm your host and one of the co-founders of New Money Habits, Coach Nino Villa. And today on the New Money Habits podcast, we're going to discuss not copying the customs of this world, transforming and changing the way you think about money, and the truths about scarcity and abundance money mindsets. If you have any questions, be sure to hit us up on social at New Money Habits and follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. If you want to help out the show, consider leaving a 5-star rating and review. We cannot thank you enough for leaving those 5-star ratings and reviews. They truly help us to spread this message of hope to people looking for a better plan for their money. Now let's get into today's episode. Today I would like to challenge the way many think about money. Today I would like to challenge you to maybe think about money differently. Today I would like to challenge you to think about money from a biblical perspective rather than a worldly perspective. Our scripture for today comes from Romans chapter 12, verse 2 in the New Living Translation, and it says, "Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Let's unpack this verse and see how it applies to the way we think about money. See, the world often teaches us to chase after material wealth and to prioritize our own desires above all else, and to measure our worth by our possessions. But the Bible teaches something different. It teaches stewardship, contentment, and generosity. So what does it mean to let God transform us by changing the way we think about money? It starts with recognizing that money is a tool to be used for God's purposes, not just our own. We're called to be wise stewards of the resources entrusted to us, using them to bless others and further God's kingdom on earth. This transformation also involves shifting our focus from earthly wealth to heavenly treasures. Instead of seeking security in our bank accounts or our possessions, we seek security in our identity in Jesus Christ. And we're encouraged to store up treasures in heaven, treasures that are eternal and unshakable. And perhaps most importantly, changing our money mindset allows us to align our financial decisions with God's will for our lives. As we surrender our desires and ambitions to Him, we gain clarity and discernment in our financial choices, knowing that His plan for us is good, pleasing, and perfect. So how can we begin to change the way we think about money in light of these truths? Start by aligning your financial goals with God's purposes seeking His guidance through prayer and scripture, and practicing generosity and healthy stewardship in all areas of your life. Picture this. You receive your paycheck, and for a moment, you experience a sense of ownership. You may think, "This is my money." I want to challenge that sense of ownership and make this claim. That money isn't yours. It's a concept that might seem counterintuitive at first, but let's break it down. As we navigate through life, we come to realize that money is merely passing through our hands. We're not owners of money. We're stewards entrusted with its management. This perspective shift is akin to being a caretaker of a valuable resource. Just as a steward cares for and manages something on behalf of its true owner, we are tasked with the responsibility of managing the money that flows through our lives. Whether it's earned through our work, received as an inheritance, or gained through other means, we hold it temporarily before it moves on to fulfill its intended purposes. So, what does it mean to embrace the role of stewardship when it comes to money? It's about recognizing that we have a responsibility to use our financial resources wisely and purposefully. Rather than hoarding wealth or spending recklessly, we're called to manage money with intentionality, aligning our financial decisions with our values and our priorities. This concept of stewardship extends beyond managing our own finances. It also applies to how we use money to impact the world around us. Just as stewards are entrusted with caring for the environment or managing resources for the benefit of others, we have the opportunity to use our financial resources to make a positive difference in the lives of others and to contribute to God's kingdom. So, how can we begin to embrace the mindset of stewardship in our own financial life? Start by reframing your perspective on money. Recognize it is a temporary resource to be managed with care and purpose. Consider how your financial decisions align with your values and long-term goals, and seek to use your resources in ways that reflect your commitment to stewardship. Have you ever stopped to consider how your self-esteem and self-perception influence your financial decisions and behaviors? It's a fascinating interplay that can have profound implications on your financial well-being. Let's start by exploring the impact of self-esteem on financial behavior. Individuals with low self-esteem may struggle with feelings of inadequacy or unworthiness, which can manifest in unhealthy financial habits such as overspending, avoiding financial responsibilities, or engaging in risky investments. On the flip side, those with a high self-esteem may feel more confident in their abilities to manage money effectively. They may be more likely to set ambitious financial goals, stick to a budget, or make informed investment decisions that align with their long-term objectives. But the connection between self-worth and net worth goes beyond just behavior. It also influences our attitude toward money. For some, financial success may be equated with personal worth, leading to a relentless pursuit of wealth as a means of validation. However, it is essential to recognize that true self-worth cannot be measured by external factors such as a bank account balance or material possessions. Your value as a person is inherent and independent of your financial status. Understanding this fundamental truth can liberate you from the pressure to constantly prove your worth through monetary achievements. So, how can you foster a healthy balance between self-worth and net worth? Start by cultivating a positive self-image based on intrinsic qualities such as your integrity, resilience, and compassion. Practice self-care and self-compassion, recognizing that your worth is not contingent upon external validation. And understand that money is simply a tool, not a measure of your worth. It is easy to fall into the trap of equating your financial status with your value as a person. But the truth is, your worth goes far beyond your bank account balance. Money is merely a resource, a tool that can be used to enhance your life and the lives of others around you. So what does it mean to view money as a tool? It means recognizing that money has a wide array of jobs to do. It's not just about accumulating wealth for its own sake, but about using it to meet your needs, achieve your goals, and make a positive impact in the world. Consider some of the essential tasks that money helps you accomplish. Things like keeping food on the table. Money allows you to purchase the food needed to nourish yourself and your loved ones. Keeping a roof over your head. Money enables you to afford housing that provides shelter and security. Keeping the lights on and the water running. Money allows you to pay for utilities that are essential for daily living. Kicking debt to the curb. Money provides the means to eliminate debt and achieve financial freedom. And saving and investing for short and long-term financial goals. Money can be allocated towards saving and investing to secure your financial future. By viewing money as a tool, you can approach your finances with a sense of purpose and intentionality. Instead of being driven by the pursuit of wealth for the sake of being rich, you can focus on using your financial resources to create a life that aligns with your values and priorities. So I encourage you to steward your resources well. Take stock of your financial situation, set clear goals, and develop a plan to make the most of your money. And remember, your worth as a person is not defined by your bank account balance. It's defined by the impact you make in the world and the lives you touch along the way. Hey there, budgeteers. Are you tired of feeling like your finances are running the show? Well, it's time to flip the script and take charge of your money with New Money Habits Financial Coaching. This isn't your typical financial advice. New Money Habits is about empowering you with the knowledge and tools you need to make savvy money moves and build a solid financial foundation. Here's the deal. We're offering a free discovery session to kickstart your journey to financial freedom. Yep, you heard me right. Free. In this session, one of our experienced coaches will help you to pinpoint your financial goals and create a better plan for your money. We're talking about mastering your money mindset, picking up practical money management skills, and having someone to hold you accountable along the way. So, if you're ready to kiss financial stress goodbye and say hello to a brighter financial future, then schedule your free session today to create the new money habits you need to achieve financial freedom. Now let's tackle one of the most significant mindset shifts you can make, transitioning from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset. A scarcity mindset is characterized by fear, lack, and a sense of never having enough. It's the belief that resources, including money, are limited, leading to feelings of anxiety, envy, and competition. But with the right strategies, it's possible to reframe negative money beliefs and embrace an abundance mindset. Here are some practical tips and strategies for making this shift. First, practice gratitude. Start each day by expressing gratitude for what you have, no matter how small. Cultivating an attitude of gratitude can help you to shift your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant in your life. Next, challenge scarcity thinking. Whenever you catch yourself thinking in terms of scarcity, challenge those thoughts with evidence of the contrary. Remind yourself of past successes, opportunities, and blessings that have come your way. Then visualize abundance. Imagine a future filled with abundance. Picture yourself achieving your financial goals, surrounded by abundance in all areas of your life. Now, I would encourage you to go check out our past episode on abundance to hear me define and speak about the type of abundance I believe Jesus spoke about in the Gospels, and expand your definition of abundance beyond just money. Look for abundance in relationships, opportunities, experiences, and personal growth. Practice generosity. actively seek opportunities to give back and contribute to others. Generosity fosters a mindset of abundance by reinforcing the belief that there is always enough to go around. Set empowering goals. Instead of focusing on what you lack, set goals that inspire and excite you. Create a vision for your financial future that aligns with your values and aspirations, and take concrete steps toward realizing that vision. Remember, shifting from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset is a gradual process that requires patience, persistence, and self-awareness. Be gentle with yourself as you navigate this journey and celebrate every small victory along the way. That does it for this episode of the New Money Habits Podcast. Remember, if you have any questions, make sure to hit us up on social at New Money Habits and follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please consider leaving a 5-star rating and review to help us spread this message of hope to people looking for a better plan for their money.